There is a couple of verses over in Leviticus that I would like to leave with you this morning. I was very struck with these verses in my own private devotions today. If his offering be a burnt sacrifice of the herd, let him offer a meal without blemish. He shall offer it of his own voluntary will. And he shall put his hand upon the head of the burnt offering, and it shall be accepted for him to make atonement for him. And what amazed me about this were those words, his own voluntary will. No sacrifice that was offered under the Levitical law was a free gift. The sacrifice was something that the person who was going to make the sacrifice had to give. He had to pay the price for the sacrifice. And I thought of how different Calvary was. We didn't make a voluntary sacrifice of our own free will, but God the Father of his own free will decreed that his Son should be the sacrifice.
Amen.
And God the Son decreed that he would obey his Father's word, and he would come and willingly die for us. And the Spirit of God gave Christ the special anointing to carry out that voluntary sacrifice of himself to God for us. Who through the eternal sacrifice offered himself without spot to God. In that text from Hebrews, you have the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost all doing the cross work. The cross work. The cross work is not only the work of the Son, it's the work of the Father.
Amen.
And it's the work of the Holy Ghost. Blessed Trinity, combined in eternal covenant to complete our salvation, to finish the work of divine redemption, and to God demanded that an animal must be slain, but you had to find the animal and you had to sacrifice that animal. But we could not find any animal that could put away our sins. And I thought when I read that portion today of a man called Abraham. And he was walking up a hill with his only son. And in his heart he was walking up a hill to surrender his only son to God. And the son knew nothing about it. And he said, "Here, Father, we have the fire. And we have the wood, but where is the lamb?" And the old father looked at him and he said, "Son, God will provide himself a lamb." And when he went up the hill and he told his son, Isaac at that time was about 17 years of age, he didn't try to run away. Isaac laid himself on the altar. But there was something to happen. Isaac was never to shed a drop of blood.
Amen.
Because God's lamb was in the thicket. And the thicket there is a thicket of thorns. It was a lamb crowned with thorns. And it was taken out from that crowning to the cross. And that substitute lamb is a perfect type of the Lamb of God that took away our sins at Calvary. And we're here to say thank you, O God, for giving your Son.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, O Son, for giving your blood. Thank you, O Holy Ghost, for giving us the regeneration of heart to make us the children of God. Let us bow our heads in prayer, and some brother will lead us as the Lord leads him to say thank you to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
For what they did at Calvary, who his own self offered himself to God by the eternal Spirit. Amen. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit at the cross. But thank God the sinners at the cross. And I as a sinner make up a fourth person.
Yes.
The person that was saved at the cross. Let's give the Lord thanks for the precious body that was bruised and broken on our behalf.